In today's episode, we honor the one and only Miss Britney Spears with her very own Queens episode. We travel back in time to nitpick her entire discography, her most iconic music videos, the shaved head and umbrella moment, I do a killer private show impression, and we discuss why none of us even deserve her. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
What an iconic opening. Probably your best Psychobabble opening
ever.
Thank you,
thank you.
I'm not even kidding.
It felt appropriate.
Not even kidding.
She was born.
I know this. Ask me.
Ask you.
She was born in Kentwood, Louisiana.
No.
Yes.
Macomb, Mississippi.
Oh, well, she was from Kentwood.
Okay. So she, okay, well, we'll get there. She was born in 1981. When were you?
Why? You got to say that. I know her birthday.
Oh, what is it?
It's December.
Yeah? Wow.
Second?
Did you just look that up?
I swear to God, Zoles. Okay. December 2nd, 1981.
Yeah.
Mississippi. I blanked real quick because I thought it was, I couldn't decide if it was the fourth or the second.
Lynn and James Spears.
Yeah.
That's why
her middle name is Lynn because it's after her dad.
Yeah, but she spells it with no E.
I was a Britney stan growing up.
Okay, well, we'll
because
get
I
to
thought,
that. We'll get to all
who
the fun facts.
Is this pop queen that I can pretend to be sexually interested in.
This is, I feel
when
like that
really
was
she's just
the,
living my true life.
She
is the story of a girl named Lucky.
She was the, what's it called? The beard for a generation.
She
of
was
Gabe.
The beard of a generation.
Yeah. She,
I mean,
gave
some people,
somebody to act like we were.
Some
into.
People are the voice of a generation, like Katy Perry. Other people, the beard of a generation.
Okay, well, welcome to the Britney Spears Queens episode. We've done Queens episodes about who, Cor?
Kelly Clarkson, Carly Rae Jepsen, other people.
Yeah, Turtles. And
Turtles.
Maybe a Carrie Underwood one?
Did we? I have no idea. I mean, I don't think we actually ended up doing Carrie because her album came out when we were on The Amazing Race.
Well, we're doing a Queens episode for Britney Spears today because we are celebrating the release of her ninth studio album, I believe.
Pronounced.
Glory. It is called Glory.
Do you think that's a hint at Glory Holes?
I think it is an ode to her fandom and their affliction for Glory Holes. If you don't know what a Glory Hole is,
don't
stick around.
Google it. Ask your parents. But that's a fun dinner topic tonight, I think.
Yeah. Hey,
mother,
just say, Dad?
Mother?
Mother?
What is a glory hole?
When was the last time you
I told you when I was,
you know,
like, eight and I wanted to name our cat Puberty.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and my mom was like, we can't. And I was like, that's such a fun name.
Puberty?
Imagine. Okay. I think we've talked about this.
Does Britney Spears have any pets? Besides her two children.
I think she has dogs.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. So, Britney Spears, if you don't know, I feel like.
Who the fuck doesn't know?
No. A lot of people don't know her history.
Her history.
This is her ninth album, but we got to start at the beginning, where she all began. Okay.
It was January 12th, 1999.
No. Before that.
Jive Records.
No. Before that.
Oh, you mean when she came out of the womb?
The womb. So she had the
womb. Talking about the Mickey Mouse Club?
I'm talking about her as a Mouseketeer. She was a Mouseketeer in the Mickey Mouse Club. It was a television show. Did you ever watch it?
No, actually, it was.
I think
no,
it was before our time.
It was before our time. Britney's a little bit older than me. Not much. But.
And she, I will say her class of Mouseketeers, it was a gang of rebels, if you will. Visionaries, thought leaders, who went on to become, you know, huge icons in their own right. You have Justin Timberlake, you have
Ryan Gosling, Christina Aguilera.
Who
played Felicity?
I don't quite know that human.
Carrie something.
At the age of 11, she was thrust into stardom in this Mouseketeer Club.
I don't like the word thrust.
She was thrust. And
Isn't
I feel
like
that,
a mouth
set
rash?
Up, that set her up for a lifetime in the spotlight.
Yeah. Which
brought her good times, bad times.
And even some sad times.
But her musical career started with just one song in just one schoolgirl outfit.
And just two
pigtails. Do you remember the first time you heard Hit Me Baby One More Time?
I literally do. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, what was that?
What was your fashion choice at the time?
Oh, God, probably a lot of PacSun.
PacSun? You were rich. Fuck you.
99, I was ninth grade. Yeah, it was total, PacSun.
To me, Pakistan was rich,
carpenter
cute
jeans.
Boys.
Like a Billabong tee.
Oh my god, you were a Billabong king.
Spiked, gelled out for days hair.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I literally, what was that knockoff Best Buy? Circuit City.
Circuit City.
So there my
Did you go get the CD? Oh,
no.
Were CDs? Or was
Listen,
it a, was
my
a
dad and I yeah. were at Circuit City. We had just moved houses. My dad wanted to buy a new big screen TV. Mm. Wow, it makes me do sound rich.
I think you were rich, Corey.
And no. He was putting that on a credit card for sure. We went to Circuit City and we were buying a new TV and we were in the TV aisle. You know, they got lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of TVs.
Yeah.
And then
and they all started playing the same thing at once. You know how they do.
And it was
wow.
the Baby One More Time music video. I saw the video
that,
before
that
even hearing
good...
the song. And I was sitting there in the aisle with all the TVs and it came on and I thought, who is she? My new beard queen.
So at the time, she was how old, do you think, when Hit Me Baby One More Time?
In 99, wasn't she like 17?
She was a fresh, young.
99. She was born in 81. So yeah, like, well, yeah, 17, 18. She had like turned 18 in 99.
It was an iconic video from the start. I mean, to have your first single be that huge and monumental. And at the time, this is when people are buying albums, buying singles. This is the height of TRL.
Going to Circuit City.
Going to Circuit City to pick up, you know, a physical copy. This was it. She was, I think, at the very end, her along with like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, the very end of commercial success of physical copies of music.
So, you think? I don't think it died off that.
I mean, like, that was the end in the grand scheme of
it. It was still an era, yeah.
Yeah, that, her era. Her with Christina and NSYNC. I mean, NSYNC, I think, what, has the most successful first week sales of
ever.
Any album.
Yeah, it's like
and that was around
million.
The same time.
Yeah.
So she releases this first single. Was it a hit from the start? I don't know.
It was a number one.
It was a number
it
one.
Launched her career.
So how many artists can say that their first single was a Billboard number one? Is that a common thing?
Corey? Gaga, Kesha.
Just Dance was a number one?
Katie.
okay, so it,
Carly.
It's, but it's not, I mean, you're listing people that are still relevant today.
Rihanna's, I don't think Rihanna did not. Ponda Replay, I don't think
Ponda
did.
Ponda Replay.
God, save it for the Rihanna Queens edition.
Did we do a Rihanna Queens edition? I could, girl.
Maybe we, I don't know
songs.
If we did. We were very anti-anti.
Well, okay, so she signed to Jive Records, like you said, in 1997, released Baby One More Time in 1999. And did you know Baby One More Time was originally intended for TLC?
I believe that. They were very big back then.
Well, Left Eye.
She left.
She left.
The earth. So yeah, Baby One More Time was a smash from the jump.
Okay.
It really just like blew up.
And that was also the album that was released at the same time. That well, the album was released January 12th, 1999. It has gone on to sell 30 million copies worldwide, which is, I think, might be in the top maybe 10
albums. No, I have no idea.
30 million is huge.
Wait, how many are you saying?
30 million worldwide is what this says.
Yeah,
on Wikipedia.
I mean, she's...
It's up there with everything else. She went on... Well, how many singles were on Baby One More Time? Let's
three.
Talk about that.
I can just... You don't even have to ask. This
do you know this offhand?
Yeah.
What do we got?
This is not updated yet because this says Baby One More Time has only sold 28
Baby
million,
One More
but,
Time,
but
Crazy,
it's still up there. And sometimes...
In Australia, Born to Make You Happy.
Born to Make You
It also
Happy.
Featured hit songs like Email My Heart, which was very relevant at the time. Email was at the height. This was before Gmail. Everyone had a Yahoo. If that. She was surfing dial-up realness.
You're right. She was like, Email My Heart. To say you left me.
Do you remember the Making the Video episodes for Britney?
I do. I vividly remember the crazy one
with Melissa
Joan Hart. And
that,
they,
I remember
I was
where
like,
I was.
Yeah.
This was before
I
we
watched
had a flat
that,
screen TV. We had one of those huge, you know those, not a box TV, but
yeah,
like it was
a
set
tube,
inside.
I think they call it.
Set inside a, like a big wooden box. Did you ever have one of those?
I mean, was that just your entertainment center?
It was, no. The TV was in this wooden box.
But did it sit on the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, and were the dials on the TV?
It was all part of it.
I think they called those like tube TVs or whatever. I cracked my head on one of those once.
Well, I remember watching making the video for Crazy, You Drive Me.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Same. I was on the living room floor at my mom's, and I was like, gotta watch it.
Now, this was when TRL was a huge staple. And I mentioned TRL recently, and the kids had no clue what the fuck I was talking about.
You. I did mention TRL recently.
The kids were like, I don't know what that is. You're old. And I was like, you know what? You're just a fucking flop.
You replied, you're jealous. Shit.
What did I say in an episode recently? I was like, listen, you 13-year-old pieces of shit.
My favorite is when people tweet quotes that we said, but it like doesn't make any sense. And then I really have to think. I saw someone.
Like, what were we talking about when I called a 13-year-old a piece of shit? I'm like, that could be any day.
A few weeks ago, I tweeted something about we were talking about rabbits and you were trying to say they lived underground. And I said, why aren't they more dirty then?
You know what? Oh, my God. You know what? Britney Spears had an iconic Instagram about rabbits. She
really?
She posted her Instagram.
Is this like since they've given her control back of her life?
Well, we'll get to that. She posted an Instagram that was a you could see the inner workings of a cartoon rabbit tree, a tree that rabbits could live in, and it like had the different rooms in
a dollhouse for rabbits.
It was like a dollhouse for rabbits, but it was like cut open a tree so you could like it was a cartoon version. And her caption was like, "If I were a rabbit, I'd want to live in this tree." And it was a post on Tumblr, and the caption was, "What did we do to deserve Britney Spears?" Like, truly, we don't deserve her.
I don't know.
So she releases Baby One More Time. These hit singles. This is Max Martin mania. This is when Max Martin is producing everything and taking over pop music with, you know, iconic melodies. He's kind of coming back with, I think not kind of coming back. He's been around. But this is the height of it all. She then goes on to release Oops, I Did It Again. With hit singles such as,
I was like, we're gonna have to move on.
Oops, said
to
it
the
again.
Next
stronger.
Album. You don't even.
Satisfaction.
I literally know her singleography.
Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know. And the most iconic. I think a glimpse into the future for Britney. Lucky. The Lucky making the video. I was just like, I remember thinking.
I thought
we've got a pop queen on our hands.
I thought the guy in the Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know video was so hot.
I saw a definitive ranking of all the guys from Britney Spears videos.
Really?
I'm not really into any of her
And he had a Taurus back tattoo.
You loved it.
And I was like sitting at home in love with
you
him
were
and
sitting
thinking
at
about
home
getting
on
my
your
matching
dial-up.
Pisces tattoo.
You were sitting at home on your dial-up looking up compatibility between Taurus and Pisces.
We are very compatible,
well,
Taurus
now you
and
know.
Pisces.
Don't let me be the last you to know. Don't let me be the last to blow.
You know who I'm not compatible with.
Who?
Brittany Jean, the Sagittarius.
Is she a Sagittarius? Does that say?
I think
does that
everybody
it at all?
Knows Brittany's a classic Sagittarius.
You know what? I did love "Don't Go Knocking on My Door."
I went and bought "Oops," when it came out, and this was before I had a driver's license, so I couldn't take myself for like the midnight purchase, and I had to beg my brother to drive me to like Record City. What the fuck was that called? Record Town?
Circuit City?
No, to like get the physical copy of the CD the day it came out. And I begged my brother, and he was like, you have to give me gas money.
That's a riveting story. Wait, listen, which brother?
Jordy.
You know what?
And then we listened to it the whole way back in his car.
I want to play a game with you, though, as we go through these albums, because there's 9, so we got to kind of
speed
along.
We got to...
Let's say you have to choose favorite song from each album. Okay.
Oh, wow.
First album, Baby One More Time.
Are we doing like an A track or like a...
Any song. It can be a single. It cannot be a single. It doesn't matter.
I really, really did like You Drive Me Crazy, and I thought it was like game changing.
I say Born to Make You Happy. I love it.
My friends and I had a really big problem with that lyric because...
Born to Make You Happy?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, it is kind of...
You were born to make someone else happy?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, oh, live your own life, Britney.
Bitch, it's a bop. Oops, I Did It Again. Favorite song?
She should drop a song
Bitch, it's a bop.
It's
not a bad title, sis. Okay, next album. That'll be album 10. Oops, I Did It Again. Oh, God. Lucky. I gotta say Lucky.
I'm gonna have to say Stronger.
Did you know Shania Twain wrote Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know?
Yeah. Did she?
So when you say yeah, are you lying?
Did you know, real quick, did you know that at my school talent show, we had we had this male pageant called Mr. Jayhawk, where the men would perform in a pageant and everyone would like vote. And for my talent portion, I did a like drag routine, a budget drag routine of Oops, I Did It Again.
Hmm. As in the school uniform?
No, oops, not baby.
Oh, I'm a fool.
I wore red, like, leather type pants.
Oh, well, we gotta talk about Oops's music video.
Well, we can talk about
isn't
how
that,
you thought
that
she dropped it in the ocean at the end.
Isn't that when the same video, yeah?
Yeah, and in my Mr. Jayhawk, like, I had a girl do male drag and come out and be the astronaut. And
you know what? I was into him. I saw a Where Are They Now about the guy who brought out the dropped it in the ocean in the end. I think he's a real estate. He's in real estate now.
I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him.
Honestly, if I had a Tinder and that was me, that would be my main picture.
Yeah.
Me giving the ocean at the end.
What did you think of her third album, Britney?
A self-titled album.
It's still probably in my top three.
Really?
It's so good. I literally love every song on Britney.
We got I'm a Slave for You, which I was never a part of. I was never really on board for that. And I remember seeing the video and slut-shaming her at the time, thinking, Britney, you're better than this.
Wow.
I thought that. And I thought, this is gross. I didn't like the color scheme. It was just kind of murky orange. I thought it was too sweaty. I thought the guys in it were not my type.
Wow.
I was not into it.
So, no newsflash. It's not about you.
Well,
it's about Britney, and that's why she named it that.
I did like Overprotected.
That's probably my favorite, Overprotected.
I was not on board for I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
Not as a single.
It was going along with the soundtrack for Crossroads, correct?
I think so. And then she did a lot with this album.
I mean, this album was not my type. It had I Love Rock and Roll, which I was not here for. It had Boys, which I kind of
I love Boys. There's like a good remix of that.
Overprotected for me is the standout from this album.
Did you know she made like a Overprotected video for like Europe?
Really?
Someday when I do my like Britney,
I'm excited
Power,
for the Britney Hour, Power Hour,
we have to be getting close, 9 albums in now.
You totally could do one for Rihanna.
I was looking the other day, I could do one for Nicki. Because snatch a verse. Yeah. So I would honestly say Overprotected was probably my favorite from Britney.
Okay. I mean, I'm a Slave for You is the most iconic, I think, but Overprotected is I think where she stands as a human in this album.
And then we get into
In the Zone.
In the Zone, which
now, this is
I would say is her second worst album.
Worst album.
After Britney Jean.
Okay, well, we got Me Against the Music featuring Madonna, which I'm
not
on board for.
I just didn't like that, and it was a lead single.
But this, I would say, has the most iconic song of her career.
Yeah, I was going to say
and
that's...
And the most ridiculous song of her career. Toxic as most iconic.
Yeah.
In Touch of My Hand as the most ridiculous. Literally a song about masturbating.
Touch of My Hand is her most ridiculous.
She does also have Email My Heart.
And, like...
Right.
Isn't there one that's like Dear Baby or like Poppy?
Poppy? I think that is a song by somebody. It also has Every Time, which
I know I just said this was such a bad album, but like
bad.
I didn't mind Every Time.
I mean, bitch, we've got a Yin Yang Twins feature.
Tell me about it.
I was not here for Me Against the Music. I was not here for that. I'm not a Madonna fan.
I mean, it's tough because Toxic is such an iconic.
Toxic is.
That's what won her her Grammy.
She won a Grammy for that.
For Toxic. For best, like, dance. I think it's her only Grammy. Which is one more than Katie.
Okay, yeah, well, let's talk. Toxic, for me, I think, is definitive Britney Spears at the height. That, like,
which is funny because it's such a flop album.
Music video-wise, single-wise. Look-wise, I think she had it all in that very moment.
Yeah.
Toxic. I remember making the video for
Toxic's
that.
Toxic's her...
I was not into whoever she fucked in the Mile High Club in that. Do you remember that?
I liked him.
I did not find him hot.
I need to find this, like, definitive ranking. I need to make my own definitive ranking
Please
of her,
do.
Like, hot guy videos.
Please.
Actually, that'll be a fun game to play when we do the Britney Power Hour. It'll be like, would you blow him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then by the end, when we're all a little tipsy, I think the answer is going to be unanimous.
I'd blow a doorknob at that point.
I've seen you blow a doorknob when you've gotten to that point.
Now, after 2003, we've had a moment. Okay, this is the switch, if you will. We move on to Blackout.
Well, I mean, she was gone for almost 4 years.
And this is the biggest gap in her discography yet.
Four years, that's insane.
A long time. And Blackout was the moment when we have 2007, her shaving her head, having her iconic flop VMAs performance. This album gives us singles such as
Gimme More, and
Piece of Me, Radar, Break the Ice.
Those
Break the
singles.
Ice. Yeah, these are all singles. Break the Ice, I believe, is the video.
But I was like,
she was not even in.
Did they ever? No, it was like a cartoon. Did they ever even like play it on the radio? That's my question. Is I guess I need to.
I don't know about the commercial success of it all, but the reaction from fans was defensiveness. The gays flocked to her and defended her, but at the same time mocked her. She was. If you were not really paying attention or conscious of it all at the time. No, I don't think any celebrity has endured what Britney Spears endured in 2007. She was a joke. And she and it, I don't know if any celebrity has ever been like a late night joke like she was. The jokes about her her mental health. People, I don't think people, the social justice movement had picked
no,
up yet.
No, it was like, that's, so
that was something that was fair game.
I mean, it's still a thing where people don't recognize, like, mental health issues as, like, an actual disease. So, I mean, yeah, they're just going to, like, pile on. And when somebody has made themselves an easy target in a way, I mean, the funny thing is probably not even her fault. I mean, a lot of it's, like, management and that kind of stuff and the people you're surrounding by, and you kind of get swept up in the stardom of it all. But I mean, she just kind of became an easy target and everyone was pretty relentless. I stood by her.
And
mainly because Blackout's an incredible album.
I never got into Blackout. And every gay will say it's her best album ever.
I went to, that was when I was in college, and me and two friends drove to Meijer in Okemos to buy it at midnight when it came out. And we had to like go to the register because they didn't stock the shelves. You just had to go request it there.
I was not into this at the time, I don't think. I think at the time I was probably on board with everyone that was like a naysayer. I'm sure I was, because I've never been like a crazy Britney fan.
Yeah.
Like, I never.
It's so funny because I think it is like an age thing. I think right around my age and the like year before and the year after is the majority, at least the people that I've met, who still say Britney is their number one queen. They're the like mega stans. They're the ones who have been there for the entirety of it all, because I mean, like I said, that was right when I was going into high school.
I didn't really have anybody in high school that was a queen to me, and the first time I had that was Gaga, and that was the start of my college,
right?
And I think about who was at the height in my high school days. Maybe Kelly Clarkson I was kind of into.
Yeah.
But 2007, I was graduating high school, and she was gone. Britney had no albums the whole time I was in high school. So
see, that's a good point.
So and that's for like me, I don't think like, that's why I
was
into
like
her.
Peak high school, and then into college was when In the Zone came out. That's
now,
insane.
Now I think about the Britney Spears shaving her head. This is when the paparazzi were following her every second. A picture of her was worth so much money, and so she was suffocated. And I remember everyone making jokes about her with the shaved head and the umbrella hitting the car and blah 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 blah. But I saw a Tumblr post that was about why she shaved her head. And she said that, you know, that everyone was plugging extensions in her head all the time, grabbing her hair, fixing her hair, doing this. And she shaved her head. And this could be false. I have no fucking clue. But the Tumblr post said that she shaved her head because she said she wanted people to stop grabbing her hair and like doing stuff to her and doing stuff to it and like making it perfect all the time. She said if she shaved it off, what could they grab onto? What could they hold onto about her? I'm like, whoa, that's fucking deep. But, like, at the same time, like, I get it. Like, imagine everyone always trying to control and finally being like, you know what? I'm going to, like, take away the one thing they keep tugging at me with. And so Blackout happened. And the VMAs performance happened. And then Circus.
Wait, and you didn't say your favorite song off of Blackout would be.
I don't even know if I have a favorite song from Blackout.
You're insane. God, they're all so good. Give
Me
More. Give Me More is incredible.
Don't Love Give Me More.
Get Naked is incredible. Toy Soldier is incredible.
Break the Ice is my favorite.
It's funny because I don't even necessarily, I don't think Piece of Me is that great of a song. And that was like,
that was the theme of the album.
That was the year she like swept the VMAs and like kind of was like having a comeback, and they gave her like.
Did she sweep the VMAs? Was that when they were giving her awards because she hadn't won many awards yet at the VMAs?
Yeah, I don't think
remember that?
Yeah, I don't think she had won an award.
That's ridiculous.
At the VMAs.
I hate when people. Okay, well, there's two things I hate about that situation. When people are not given when they deserve it, such as Toxic, Baby One More Time.
Teenage Dream.
Shut up. But then when the award
Why
system.
Why don't I shut up?
But then when the award system rewards them for not deserving it at the moment, but having deserved it in the past, and like making up for lost time in giving them the awards. VMAs is guilty of that. I bet, you know what? I bet Grammys will be guilty of that when Katy Perry finally
gets
her whatever.
It was 2008. Britney had not won a VMA, even though she had been nominated for Baby One More Time, Crazy, Oop, Stronger, Slave, Boys, Toxic.
And when you think about the theme of the VMAs, that's visual. It's all about like the video. Like Britney deserved. Who? That's fucked up.
I need to know who won Best Female Video in 2004 over Toxic.
Tell me, Corey.
Naughty Girl by Beyoncé.
well.
Good video, and like Beyonce is
Was
clean.
It a good video? Can you tell me that?
No, literally not as good as Toxic, so.
Thank you.
So then they should have let Toxic be her moment instead of Piece of Me.
Then we have Circus. Let's go to the Circus. We got Womanizer, Circus, Kill the Lights, Shattered Glass.
Radar again.
Radar again. My favorite fun fact about Britney Spears' discography is she was contractually obligated to release Radar. And it was released in that last album, right? Blackout?
I believe it was supposed to be a single. And because
of
everything that happened,
They scrapped it. And because of her contractual obligation, she had to put it on her next album also and then release it as a single.
When I got Circus, I was like,
If you could have that for any Katy Perry song that you wish she were contractually obligated and then had to put it in a next album so that she'd have to release it again.
It's so hard because...
No, bitches, it's so hard.
Because are you talking
anything.
Teenage Dream? Anything. Because like now she's moved on since Teenage Dream.
Anything.
So I'm like, do I got to pick a track from Prism? For her next album.
What are you going to say? Legendary Lovers?
No.
Hummingbird Heartbeat? I mean, that should have been a single.
She's got that one international smile.
No, are you on drugs?
I do like International Smile and I do like This Moment.
It's not a single. You know that.
International Smile?
It shouldn't be.
It's good. I run
Better
into
than
it
Birthday,
sometimes.
But okay, we're not going to talk about Katy Perry.
So let's go to the Circus.
Let's go to the Circus.
Womanizer. She's back with Womanizer.
Now,
she's
Circus
got a red
was,
wig.
Circus was an attempt at a rebranding.
God.
Because remember she had her MTV special, and that was supposed to be...
Yeah, I mean, and that led up to the Piece of Me winning and everything.
Oh, is that when Piece of Me won?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
It was like her rebranding, and they were like, okay, we'll give her this. I remember her riding around in a golf cart in the background of the VMAs.
Oh, I don't remember that. Favorite song from Circus?
Probably Poppy. No, I'm kidding.
You're on drugs.
This one's tough.
I like Kill the Lights in the same way I like...
Kill the Lights.
What's it called? Break the Ice. I always get the two mixed up. Maybe Circus.
I would honestly probably say Lace and Leather.
Okay, she's on this. Lace and Leather was okay, actually. It came out at the bar the other day.
Or Shattered Glass. You see, you know what I...
Shattered Glass?
You know what I was never on board with? Circus is also not one of my...
What were you never on board with?
Never on board with If You Seek Amy.
Now, I loved that the general public did not know
wrote
that it
this?
Meant.
Who lyrically wrote this?
That is a theme that somebody said in a writing room that
How high were you when someone said, if you seek Amy, and thought, literally, when the album came out, it took me 2 weeks to figure it out, and I kept seeing news. I don't know if this was I'm going to pretend this was before Google, because I don't know, I just didn't Google it.
Yeah.
But I remember it took me 2 weeks to figure it out. Maybe I'm dumb.
Well, all I know is I really got on board with Britney with the next album.
Femme Fatale.
2011. I had just graduated college.
I was just graduating college
at the time. Yeah.
Her hair looks so bad in the
You know,
Femme
it
Fatale.
Is. It is not her best look, but I will say, as an album,
did you see the little,
I think
it's
incredible.
You see the little seven that's hidden
in
the album cover?
Album.
Well, yeah.
I think it might be my favorite album of hers of all time.
It's up
which,
there for
which
me.
Which Britney
it's
fans argue with.
No.
They do not think this is up there with Blackout.
This would be my top three, too, honestly. This, Britney and Blackout.
Till the World Ends, Hold It Against Me, Inside Out, I Wanna Go, Dropped a Beautiful, Big Fat Bass,
the thing
Trip
that,
to Your Heart, Criminal,
Trip
Gasoline.
To your heart.
All of these songs are great.
I love How I Roll.
But there's a new song on that new album that sounds
honestly,
just like How I Roll.
I think Femme Fatale is probably my favorite.
It's great.
My only problem with Femme Fatale, if we're going to go there.
Tell me. Go there.
That Hold It Against Me was the lead single. How
what
insane
do you think
that Till the World Ends was not the lead single.
Hold It Against Me, Till the World Ends. I mean, they both kind of...
Insanity to me. It's just insanity.
I Want to Go. I was here for that.
It's insanity.
This album, I think, was set up for success because we got Dr. Luke on board. We got Max Martin for the majority of the songs. Almost all the songs. And so with that combo, you have pop perfection.
Yeah, I mean, that album, all three of the first three singles all were top 10 hits. Hold It Against Me was number one.
This is her last real big commercial radio success album.
Right, and I think it might be for a while, and I hate to say that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a number one album.
Circus was also number one. I mean,
were until... Britney Jean.
So we got to talk. So commercial
success. And Glory, unfortunately, will not be.
For the studio albums. We got Baby One More Time, number one. Oops, I Did It Again, number one. Britney, number one. In the Zone, number one. Blackout, number two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Number two was
Circus,
not.
Number one. Femme Fatale, number one. And then after that, we got Britney Jean, number four.
They were recording this
in Glory's,
before the numbers are out. They're thinking Glory
they're thinking
will be
three.
Yeah. This is coming out.
So we got Femme Fatale as her most recent huge success, studio album wise. Well, let's move on to Britney Jean.
No, I was going to say my one problem with it. I mean, yes, Hold It Against Me was a number one, and it was a debut number one, but it's just not as good of a song as Till the World Ends. And then Till the World Ends only went number three. So that was only my only problem with it. Is it like mind blowing to me that.
Wait, so Till the World Ends went number three. Was that with the help of the remix? You remember the Kesha,
with like the Kesha,
Katie,
I mean,
Nikki.
It mix? Didn't. I mean, they put that out when it was on the air, but it never got higher than three.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure they were factoring
Kesha
all
wrote
like
that, right?
All remixes of the song when they put it in. But yeah, it's like to me, I just think Till the World Ends is such a stronger song, and maybe they knew she was going to come back with a number one.
Yeah, I think that was the whole game plan. I think if you lead with something that you know will be a number one, and then you save like what you think will be the biggest song on the album for the second release, I think that's actually smart.
I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't put that past them.
She debuted at number one with both Three and with Hold It
Against
Me.
Where was Three?
Three was like that.
I know, but what album was Three?
It was like a Greatest Hits.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, it was the lead single for the Greatest Hits. She has a good Greatest Hits album.
I mean,
oh my
all
God.
Of these queens, you say it every time, I have like my playlist on Spotify of what my fave songs from their albums are.
Yeah.
And I mean, she does have, as far as my queens go, yes, she has nine albums, but it's a lot of songs in that playlist.
The singles, it's called the Singles Collection. I remember the cover for it. It's all of the iconic looks from every single.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like if Gaga released that, I would die. It is iconic discography, and it leads with Three. And I think Three was an okay single. It's fine. But I think Three to me is when I stopped really expecting much because it just was kind of robot-y.
Well, I was just going to say like again.
And that
like,
was a bummer.
Three for me is similar to If You Seek Amy. It's just like, I get it, but I just feel like the lyrics are too dumbed down.
I agree with that. And then when she came back with Femme Fatale, I was like, okay.
I'm just never
I'm
a fan
again.
Of like rhyming lyrics for the sake of like you literally like used a rhyming dictionary to like make the lyric fit.
Rhymezone.com. Yeah.
And that's a little bit how some of these songs feel.
So Britney Jean.
1, 2, 3, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah, gotta go. Britney Jean, I love the album cover. I'll give her that.
Is it one of her most iconic
It's
album
got the
covers?
Neon. I love the neon. I did like that.
Well, her hair does look better than it did in Femme Fatale.
So it's her eighth studio album. We got it in 2013. At the time, I think we were living in San Francisco.
I was.
You were.
You were
I think I had
here.
Just moved to LA. We have singles like Work Bitch, Perfume, and that was about it.
I think they tried to make Alien a single for a hot
I don't
second.
Even know how it goes. I don't think I've ever heard it. Alien?
I'll play it for you on the way home.
But this is
you're gonna love the way you
this
look.
I think this album was kind of the fans were they accepted it for what it was. It never had a moment on radio.
I mean, here's
Work
the thing.
Bitch did. I think.
Here's the thing. Yeah. She did not push this album. Mm-mm. She didn't do any like late night. There was no real like big marketing push. It was just there. All she kept saying about it was like it's a very personal album. That's why I named it Britney Jean. It just felt like.
The Metacritic
me,
score is a 50 out of 100.
To me, it felt like it you was one work. That the like label made her put out and she wasn't ready to put something out.
Sure.
Which I guess happens.
It happens.
I'm like trying to see if they actually did consider Alien a single.
Yes, I think they did.
But no, they didn't. Not according to Billboard. Anyway, so I mean, Britney Jean, do you have a favorite song in it?
Honestly, I never got into it, so
I don't
know. I
hate
it.
Perfume, but then again, Sia wrote Perfume.
I don't like Perfume. I don't like. I guess Work Bitch, I guess.
Wow, only. Yeah, and I mean the fact that the album only had like 10 songs on it.
So now we move on to the most recent release, Glory.
Glory.
I like it. I actually do.
I mean, I think we've come to know what to expect. And
right.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I accept Britney Spears
covers.
For what she is. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, people that are going to get into a Britney album know what they're getting themselves into. I like Make Me, ooh.
I love Make Me Ooh, and I honestly think it's one of her best singles.
I think it's a fucking
I'm not
bop,
even kidding.
Yeah.
I think it's well written.
I think it has good.
It's well produced
in her singles discography.
I would say as far as like singles go, it honestly might be in like my top 5, and I'm not even kidding.
Well, then there you have it. I like Slumber Party. Do you want to come over? I don't mind Clumsy, even though you make fun of it.
I told you,
Private
me,
Show.
The way that they like chant Clumsy in the chorus, it sounds like people are like rooting for someone who's on like a wrestling mat.
How's it go?
They're like Clumsy.
Oh yeah.
So to me, I always picture Clumsy as the way I picture Lucky. Like Lucky was a girl. I picture Clumsy. I picture Clumsy as a girl.
Clumsy is Lucky 10 years later.
Yeah, in a unitard on a wrestling, like being a female wrestler.
Oh my
lives
God.
In her mom's
Gory.
Basement. I don't know. Clumsy.
That's funny.
Clumsy something.
I do like Private Show. I do a really good impression of the Private Show.
Well, I mean, if you're setting yourself up to hear it.
Private Show.
I think
I don't know if it's the range.
Well,
I don't know if she has. I don't know if that's what's. You know what? I accept it for what it is. And I gotta say, for anything that you might say about her vocal stylings,
her note choices,
whatever. We went to a Glory release party
the weekend it came out.
Barracuda in New York City, a gay bar, and they were playing the whole album and some sprinkled in hits from the past.
Yeah.
Say what you fucking want about Britney. She is a dance club queen. And I dare you not to dance.
I will
even
say,
to the new album. It was fucking good.
I don't know how often I'll like listen to Glory when I'm at home or if I'm driving.
I'm going to give it more listens.
But I will listen to Glory at a club. I'll listen to Glory when I'm out with my friends.
I'm not going
to
complain if
they
it comes
played
out.
It when I was bowling and I was happy about it. And it's got some good songs. I'm down with Slumber Party.
I'm down with
Just Love Me.
I think to be a Britney Spears fan, you have to accept who she is, where she comes from, what she's been through.
Yeah.
And you have to take that as context. I think there's a lot of artists out there where you just want to bop from them. But Britney, to me, she comes with the context of what Hollywood did to her, what her fans did to her. And to root for her is not just to root for her latest single, but to understand like what it means for her to have gotten back up and to keep putting stuff out, despite the fact that we don't fucking deserve her. Like, after what we all did to her.
Yeah, she could have easily retired.
She doesn't
need
to put shit out.
No. Like, you should be happy she still is if you're a Britney fan.
And
but, I mean, just like people, I just get tired. I was talking about this after her VMA performance, and it's like how quickly everyone wants to tweet she's, like, lip-syncing. But, like,
everybody lip-syncs, P.S.?
Well, yes and no.
Check that.
But I was going to say, like, I guess I'm just at the point where if she's happy and she's content with her life, I'm happy with that.
I agree with that.
And that's enough for me because I think after everything she's done, everything she's been through, she deserves happiness. So if she's doing what she makes her feel happy and she wants to get on and just like kill it dancing and like grab G-Eazy's crotch, then do it. I'm not going to tweet Britney's lip singing.
You know what? I think I used to recognize that she's an easy target to shade. But I think we are lucky that she has been so open in the past few years. We are lucky slash clumsy.
The lucky promo edition.
Because I feel like we've gotten a real good glimpse into her as a human. She is the most human, I think, celebrity we have. Because
I agree with that.
We grew up with her highs and lows. We've been with her and we've made fun of her. And I think now she gives us really true glimpses into her personal life with her kids. Her social media is very personal. And like you said, she doesn't have to do shit. And now that she has her Vegas residency, I think that's perfect for her. I would love to go see it. Did you see Colton Haynes getting dragged up on stage and like, her like whipping his butt? Did you see that?
That's part of the shtick.
I know. I loved it. But you know what? I think I'm on board for her. And, you know, she might not be the best singer. She might not be sometimes the best performer. But as a human, I root for her. And I think that's what I've come to realize in the past, how many years has she been on the scene?
Almost 20.
Insane. Like,
getting close to 20.
Good
17.
For her.
Is that right? Damn.
Yeah. And then not just the 20 years of her being, you know, a radio person.
Fine. I guess we can go to Vegas and see her.
Let's go. Let's go. But, like, also think about the fact that she was, like I said at the beginning, thrust into the spotlight as a child. And so what do you expect from her?
I root for anybody that kind of...
She was set up to have a fall.
It's so tough. It's so tough. And you see so many child actors, like, go through that. But, like I said, my main point now is if she's happy, I am happy. I appreciate any artist who wants to keep creating and do what they love and manage their career and their family and have, like, a healthy mindset. I'm a root for
you. And when you think about the VMAs, they had her perform immediately after Beyoncé. And those are two completely different artists.
Yeah.
Britney is a performer. She is a dancer. And especially when you think about, you know, didn't she have, like, a moment where her hip gave out or something, or her leg or something?
Listen, she's had knee problems for a long time.
She had a knee issue. So
she is a dancer.
So to have a singer perform right before Britney, I think you have to accept Britney for what she is if you're even going to give her a chance. You know what I mean? You have to accept the type of entertainer she is. And you know what? At the end of the day, I'm looking at her Metacritic scores. All of her albums in a row, Glory is the highest Metacritic score of them all. Good for her.
For the, like, all of the albums?
All of them.
Wow.
Glory is the highest, followed by Oops, I Did It Again.
I don't even know what Metacritic is.
Metacritic takes every score done by a professional music reviewer and makes the average.
Got it.
Remember when, was it Demi or Selena or somebody? Selena Gomez.
Oh,
somebody.
No, Ariana.
Yeah. And the fans were protesting one review because it really brought down one of her Metacritic scores for her most recent album.
Can get the
anyway,
F over it.
At the end of the day, final thoughts on Britney. Go.
I mean, like I said, she was the beard of my generation. I had a bedroom where literally two of the entire walls were covered in, like...
Did you?
Yeah. Jordy, my brother Jordy and I both had them. We would go to, like, Meijer and buy, like, Tiger Beat and that shit.
Oh, my God.
And then we would, like, fight over who would get, like, what posters and, like, who would put them where in their room. I would get Britney posters for Christmas. Literally two of my walls covered in Britney pictures.
Britney, I would say, is a once-in-a-lifetime artist. She defines Hollywood culture chewing up and spitting out an artist, yet she overcame it all. I root for her. I love her. I can't wait to see her in Vegas. Let's go.
I guess we're going to Vegas.
Let's go to Vegas.
And so make sure you tweet Britney this episode and tell her that we love her.
And you know what? I feel like if you're listening this far, I want to hear what you think of Britney. Maybe some of your favorite songs,
Britney memories. Yeah, go through and, like, type up a note on your phone and tweet us.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Your favorite, like, song from each album, since we did that.
Yeah.
And...
you know what my favorite Britney memory
Britney
is that has
love.
To do with us?
What?
When we were on The Amazing Race and we wore the snakes, she tweeted...
Banana.
Loving the snake look on you.
I guess Britney loves us. I can't wait to be besties with her in Vegas.
I want to do a video with her. That would be fun. Anyway.
Put it out into the world. Put it on your vision board.
It is out there. It's out there.
All right.
Okay.
All
Britney,
right.
can't
All
wait
right.
to make a video with you. Can't wait to see you in Vegas. We'll see you soon. Oh, P.S. If you want us to do a Queens episode of any artist, let us know who.
We always love talking about pop music, so holla.
Holla. Okay, thanks, y'all.
Bye.